Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget, TV show as well, as we are on YouTube. We have our YouTube channel and we have shows there as well. I am so, so excited to be able to talk to you. Today is Thursday. And for my American friends, this weekend is their long weekend, and they're celebrating Thanksgiving. My goodness, what an honor to be able to have our guest, to be able to interview such an amazing person today, especially in this wonderful holiday. For some of you don't know, but for us Canadian, we already had our Thanksgiving, and for some of you, I know it is a bit of a surprise that Canadians have a different Thanksgiving than U.S. So our Thanksgiving was October the 14th. We had that long weekend last month, and we had basically our celebration, our family dinners, our get together, and our way of saying thanks to things that are happening, good things and bad things. I believe that we should give thanks for everything. And obviously, in some churches, there is a special service. So it's wonderful. And I take that for our American friends, the same thing happens, same as Canada. And I'm hoping that my guest will have an amazing weekend with his family and with his church, because he is a reverend, and be able to give thanks to the Lord in an amazing way for things that the Lord has allowed in our life, and the wonderful things and the trial as well. The word says give thanks every time for everything. I'm here today again. It is Thursday. We are live on our show. By the way, if you are interested in interacting with us, you can always call us in at 845-277-9288 is the number. Call us for questions, call us for comment, call us for just to say hello. Perhaps you know this author and you would like to say hello. We are, by the way, on our social media, Facebook/ Lizzie T Radio. There is a link for the show today. We are on Instagram, Twitter. We are on our YouTube channel as well. And let me see what else. We are on Pinterest. We're pretty much everywhere. Social media, our person that takes care of our social media is very proactive. And we're trying to find out ways that we can be even in more platforms. Obviously, our website. Right after the interview, by the way, guys, don't forget, we do have a musical section. So it's about half an hour, 25 minutes, give or take, with our guests, and then we have a musical section. So if you are a musician and you would like us to help you to promote or to give a little bit of extra exposure to your craft, send us your MP3 at show@lizzyt.com. show@lizzyt.com is a brand new email, has a lot of capacity, so you can send us your music and we will play it here. We announce on Twitter we are playing this song or that song. One of the things that I love is gospel, but we play rap, we play Latino music, we play a huge variety. One thing that I would love for you to take in consideration is that if you are singing a song that has profanity in it, we will not be playing. So try not to waste your time and mine, because we do have to listen to some of the songs. And if there's profanity, we used to send an email back and say, I'm sorry, this is not the show for that. But right now, we don't even have time to do that. So we are blind out not playing the song. So if you have emailed us and your song is not being played, it has profanity in it, unfortunately. And fortunately, this is the type of show. We are being sponsored one more year by Natasha Bridge-Mahan. Thank you so much, Natasha. We're looking for more sponsors, by the way. If you are interested in being a sponsor for the show, send us again an email. We will be mentioning your business. We prepare a beautiful jingle, and we advertise. We talk about your business throughout the show. And Nature Nova, again, it's the second year that they're sponsoring the show. So thank you so much. Without your help, without your contribution, this show could not be possible. So I appreciate it very, very much. It is hard to believe that we're going into December already. This is pretty much the last week of November. And December is here. Christmas is here. One of the things that we do have to be politically correct, a lot of people, especially in Canada and North America, do not celebrate Christmas as it should have been celebrated. They celebrate gifting and having parties and eating and drinking. Let's remember that the name that came from is Christ. So therefore, we have Christmas. So I did celebrate the true meaning. And for you that are celebrating the holidays, and I know some people like to say holidays, I like to just say the way it is, Christmas. One of the things that I love to stress is be responsible and be safe. And one of the things that I notice every single year, without an exception, every time I go to the mall or I go to a cashier, there's always somebody very anxious, rude sometimes towards the cashier because she's not going fast enough. Now in Canada, we have self-help lines, which makes it a little easier for people to buy their own things and without having to have the help of somebody. But try to be nice. I mean, if you're not celebrating Christmas, you're celebrating the way of the season of giving. So how about give a little compassion, a little a niceness, and just thank you and have a great day. And thank you for all the work. I know Walmart's, and by the way, I'm not advertising that store, but some of the stores are open until 3 o'clock in the morning here in Canada. With a huge store and all that, people do find the last minute shopping to do. So be nice. And I think my housekeeping is pretty much taken care. Big prayers and to our friends and brothers and sisters in South America. It is the end of times, and we notice that it's the whole South America are going through huge trials. If it's not Venezuela, it is Chile, Colombia, is Peru, is Bolivia, and our brothers and sisters. There's a huge campaign for prayer, and if you would like to, if you know somebody from those countries, especially Venezuela, which there's some kids going hunger. One of the things that is very frustrated as a Christian, we would like to be able to help and send some aid, but the government has stopped every single truck that goes there from the border. So things are getting rotten in trucks and not getting to the people. So let's pray for that and make sure that it goes to the people that needs to be, for the Lord to open some doors as well. And that's pretty much it. Wishing you, everybody, a wonderful, again, our friends in the States, a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. And for you here, my friends in Canada, wishing you guys a wonderful weekend as well. Okay, so right now, I have an author again, everyone, and an amazing fellow. I was reading his bio. I was reading the book that he has to talk about, and I will cut for one word of my sponsor, and I'll be right back. Okay, guys?
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
And there we are. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being here today. If you have common questions, do not hesitate to call us at 845-277-9288, or you can comment on our social media, and we would love to interact with you. Here we are with a doctor, Reverend Harris, and he has written an amazing book. But let me give you a little bit of background. He was born in Washington, D.C., and he remembered the grassroots he was actually part of a jazz group. He joined the military, and he was having the great old time, and he never looked back. He spent 38 years in the military. Afterwards, he decided to write his very first book, Something to Think About, as a Walk with Christ. Sold 150 copies locally. That's pretty awesome for your very first book. Congratulations. He got exposure, and beyond of the 10 years, he's write a second book. That's awesome. And this is the book that we're going to talk about today, The Last Man Standing. And right now it is number one in Amazon. Congratulations again. And he is an accomplished gospel jazz musician, and he is a minister of his church. He is married and has a beautiful daughter. Let's talk about this amazing book, Last Man Standing. So welcome, Reverend Harris, to the Lizzie Show. How are you in this evening, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you so much. I'm doing great. It's been a wonderful day today, spending time with my family down here in North Carolina.
That is so beautiful. It's funny, I was talking to friends of ours in the States, and they're always wishing us, you know, happy Thanksgiving and this and that and that. And we already had our Thanksgiving back in October. Oh, I thought that you and Canada celebrated the same day. No, we don't. We do ours in October, and November and December is full tailwind Christmas. Like, we love Christmas. It's the whole 2 months full of the Halloween ends, everything is taken off and the shelves are completely packed with Christmas stuff, like the next day pretty much. So let's talk about your book, Reverend Harris. The Last Man Standing. What would you say that inspired you? Because this is your second book, which is amazing. Congratulations! It takes a long time sometimes to write, to write your book. But what would you say inspired you to write this book?
Well, I teach Bible study for men, and as I was going around trying to develop, you know, some classes for my men, you know, picking up various books from bookstores, I began to realize, you know, I can write this stuff myself. You know, I had my own experience with the military. I was in the gangs for a little while in D.C. So I've got a wide variety of experiences, and I realized that God was using me for a particular reason. So I just really, you know, prayed to the Lord about it, and all of a sudden I started writing this book. It's done well. Like I told you, it was the number one hot new release on Amazon, and I was real surprised with that. But it's been an inspiration for me and other people. A lot of my friends now have taken it, and other men's group have been using it in the area and stuff like that. So it's been pretty nice. I have to admit, it's been a little challenging at first, you know, because I'm dyslexic, and so also dealing with But it shows you that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
And amen to that. Philippians 14:3. I love that one. I say that all day long. I could do all things through God strengthening me. Praise the Lord. Now, one of the things that you notice that when you grab a whole bunch of material to write in your men's Bible study, what would you say that was lacking? And then I assume that you started compiling all this information out there. You started researching, and I'm like, I'm missing this part. What would you say the two things that were missing that obviously you were able to make this book happen?
It wasn't personal. As you go in, you know, you go out and get material on the outside, and then I bring that material in, but then I started hearing the complaints, the concerns, and the issues that my men were dealing with in my class. And I said, okay, well, I need to start looking at their issues. I mean, it's great. I mean, I'm not putting any other book down. It's great. But I was dealing with some men who had some personal issues, some things that were dealing with, you know, expectations from God and things like that. And I began to realize, you know what, if I can start looking at their issues, so I started talking to the men personally. What's going on in your heart? What's on your mind? How are you dealing with things? And God just finished putting things together. And I, you know, after a while, I started doing sermons, and a lot of the book is part of my sermons that I've done in my church too. So a combination of the sermons and the research I did with the men in my church, and I found out that other men had the same issues. And so, it became an issue. So people started enjoying the book.
That's awesome. It is interesting how we think that we have a variety of information all over. And when you start compiling information, you realize not everything is there. Obviously, we have the word. That's the one where we go to. But if you want to if you need help directly to a certain need, there you can find it. And hey, a huge opportunity for the Lord to use you to write an amazing book. Now, would you always, obviously the answer I think is no because of your dyslexia issue, but were you always a writer? Did you have that desire within you to write and have books? I mean, great that you have a second book. Or would you say that this is definitely a miracle and the Lord is giving you that kind of divine inspiration? What would you say is your case?
A combination of both. When I was in high school, I had a creative writing teacher, and she was very inspirational. She worked with me with my dyslexia, you know. And so I was able to really write things that I didn't think I was able to do because of her. She really helped out. And then I just started dealing with it, you know, with praying to the Lord to say, you know, I got these thoughts and these ideals, and I started putting things on paper. And then, like I said, some things I started putting on sermons. And then as I started writing these sermons, people really started getting inspired by my sermons. So I said, okay, Lord. So I took the sermon and put them on paper, and last man standing became a book, and the rest is history, you know.
It's a blessing. It's amazing how sometimes, you know, the Lord uses people that they might be believers or they might not be believers to help. And I always tell my girls that, you know, lead on your teacher. They're here. Most of them are here to help you. And one of them says, Mom, I don't think my teacher likes me. And I said, well, pray about it. No, ask the Lord to give you grace. I mean, the Lord can use a donkey to speak. He can definitely use a teacher to help you out. Absolutely. So the name Last Man Standing, why did you choose that name, or was it your publisher, or how that all came together?
Interesting story real quick. What happened was I was looking in the story about Noah, and Noah was basically the last man before the flood. who followed after God. And everybody was going in the opposite direction of God. He was the only one basically standing for God. And so the first story in my book basically deals with the story of Noah. And so that story of him being the man who, in spite of everything that was going on around him, he believed in God, he built that ark, and he, you know, followed after the Lord. He was the last man standing, and how the Lord placed in my heart. And so I built off of that and started using that as the overall theme for the book, telling the men that no matter what's going on around you, you may be the only one standing, but if you're the only one standing, you're standing for the Lord, and you're really never alone.
I love that story. Wow, that is beautiful. That is awesome. You deserve an applause. I've never looked, to be honest, I've never looked at Noah as that way. And you're absolutely right. You know, he was the last man standing. And what a name. What an inspiration. Love the cover, too. That was pretty well done.
Yeah.
And what would you say? And I think I know that, again, what the answer will be. Mm-hmm. What is the reaction of friends, family member? I've seen some great feedback on social media. I mean, on Amazon.
Yeah.
But what would you say that is one of the biggest feedback or response from the public when it comes to your book, something maybe recent that comes to mind?
Just when you share your book with other people, it's one thing, and people enjoy it. But then when your peers, other preachers, you know, it's one thing for, you know, the people in your church, they're going to support you no matter what, you know. But when other preachers of other churches, you know, come to you and say, man, I love your book. Where can I get it? I told them about it. You know what? I'm going to use this book for my men's fellowship. Then that's when you start to realize that these other men of God who's reading your book and realize, hey, I got a brother in D.C. right now. You know, he said, hey, I'm using your book. I've got another friend right here in North Carolina here. And he said, hey, this is a great book for my men's fellowship. So when you start getting that affirmation from others, you know, from your peers, it really lets you know that you're on the right track, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. I had a similar experience once when I was reading somebody else's book, and I approached them. It was a networking event, and I said, "Oh, by the way, I love your book." And the person looked at me and said, "Are you reading my book? How?" So it's incredible that when you catch somebody by surprise, and then you let them know that you actually are reading their material, their content. They're pretty impressed. So obviously that feels good, and obviously you know that you are definitely on the right track, and not for the glory of men, but for the glory of the Lord. There's so many books being written out there that has nothing to do with spirituality or being close to the Lord or anything like that. So this is my forte here. I mean, I do talk to a lot of authors, but this, I have to be honest, and a little bit biased, everyone. I know this is not a religious show, but This is my favorite subject. Guys, if you would like to call us in, I know for you, my friends, which follow us in the States, it is a special weekend for you, and I completely respect that. But the lines are open, 845-277-9288, 845-277-9288. I will give you guys a couple of minutes because I need to cut again for a couple of words to my sponsor, and I'll be right back. We have Reverend Harris with us, and we have still a couple of more minutes with him if you would like to comment or ask a question. We need to know where we can find the book, so I'll let you know in a couple of minutes.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca. nova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Hello, hello, everyone. I'm back. We still have a couple of minutes with Dr. Reverend Harris. I'm so, so excited to be able to share him with you today with my audience. We have people who are listening all over the world. We have about 39 countries. We just widened one, Sweden. We had a guest originally from Sweden. So keep adding those places and those countries. Let me know where you are from. I love to get comments on social media, Facebook/Lizzie T Radio. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and lately we just have signed up to TikTok. There are so many to keep up, but we want to be able to be everywhere and sharing lots of beautiful things with you. So I asked him a question just before we cut for a word of our sponsor. So where can people find your amazing book, Reverend Harris?
Well, right now it's on Amazon. Just go down to Amazon. It's an ebook, which is something a little different. I did paperback before, but the ebook seemed to reach a lot more people. And so it's on Barnes & Noble and it's on Amazon. So far those two avenues have done quite well for me. So yeah, that's where you can find it at.
Beautiful. Do you have a website or are you on social media at all or no?
Not right now. I was trying to decide whether I was going to do that or not, but I think the Lord is trying to give me a little hint here, so I'll probably start looking at that now. But I do have an email, which is revtdh@gmail.com. That's revtdh@gmail.com. People can email me, let me know what they think about the book and stuff like that. But yeah, but Amazon and Barnes & Noble is where they can find it at. I've got a lot of my friends downloading their telephones on their tablets and on their computers, and they just carry it with them wherever they go.
Perfect. Yeah, unfortunately, nowadays people don't even have websites as long as they have one sort of media presence, whether it's on Facebook or sometimes they just have the domain, the name of the business, and then just they have a landing page, what it's called, which it tells you a little bit about yourself and then more book, a link to Amazon, just to give you an example. So no worries. There is no need to have. We will share your email with the public and definitely have the links for you for people to be able to go into Amazon and get that amazing book. It's an amazing price. And if you have a men's fellowship or a men Bible study or even not, this book is mostly suited for workshops or are they other ministries in the church are using it as well?
That's right. Yeah, and I'm actually thinking about developing a workbook to go with it. That's something I plan in the future right now. So because I'm getting such a great response from it. So I'm thinking about my next level where God wants to take it next. But yeah.
So it's beautiful.
My Bible study. So it's, yeah. Yeah. So it's been great. It really has been.
You've beat me to the punchline here. I was actually wanted to ask you on something like that. And the theme of the show is tell us who you are, what you do, contact, give, for which you've done that. Anything new? And there you go. So you're working on that workshop. How about working for the women's ministry or Bible studies for ladies? Anything on that in that respect?
You know, it's very funny you mentioned that. This is confirmation, because I'm looking at now doing the very same concept except using Deborah in her story, and basically looking at the women as leaders, because many people don't respect women in the leadership in the church a lot of times. But what we're finding out is that more churches now are gearing towards women leaders, and I'm looking at, you know, what does that mean, and how does the Bible describe that? And so I'm going to use Deborah, the story of Deborah, and as my story. Deborah's a judge, and she was a female judge in the Bible, and use her story as my platform to encourage women, you know, to let them know that, you know, that God can use you also. So yeah,
beautiful. I'm in. I want to get the first copy, and we would definitely interview you for that. Absolutely. And you know what? I've been to a couple of churches, and one of the things that, I mean, although our fellow brothers are more than willing to help and to lead, but there's spaces, in, especially in South America, that there was not a lot of male, either because they're only the lady is safe, or either because they're a single mother or a single person, or because their husband is they work more than the lady does, so there is the sister running, preaching, taking care of the Sunday school, so all is led by a sister. So obviously they need sort of assistance in that respect, and there you are being used again by the Lord to do so and to enlighten us, you know, as the Holy Spirit commands us to do, to always be a vessel to be able to be used in the Lord's presence. And I really, really appreciate that. I really appreciate that. It looks like we're starting to run out of time, Reverend Harris.
Okay.
I'm really, really sad because this has been such an awesome conversation. I know that you have probably tomorrow you guys are having the Thanksgiving dinner.
No, just today. That's why I was in North Carolina. I just finished eating a whole bunch of food. I am stuffed.
Oh, Lord. Well, it's stuffed. Time for you to drink that coffee and relax, put your feet up, and praise the Lord, because it was actually a nice gift for us to spend your holiday with us and to share your life, your story, and to share this amazing book with the whole world. Any last word,
so
my
much.
Brother?
Just stay. Tell the folks to stay faithful. You know, allow the Lord to use them and watch what happens. God is an awesome God. He really is.
Amen to that. He is an awesome God. Awesome. And that's it for today, guys. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to all of your family. And we'll hopefully have you back soon with Deborah, the book.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless. And we have a song right now from a brother. It's Todd Aaron and Kissed by the Sun. Enjoy it, everyone.
I don't believe that you can be free.
We can run
So we had Alvina with, she's a Canadian songwriter, and she sent us her MP3, and the song is called Separate Ways. And then we had Ashley from New York, and she sent us the song Daria. Except everyone is the last song is Sorrentis. Sorrentis is from LA, California. He sent us his MP3, and the song is called Inside the Piano. Now, Sorrentis has been following us for about 3 years now. Huge, huge fan, and we are a huge fan of him. Thank you so much, and I think that's all the time we have.
At 40, I am friendless. A life built around work. My wife loves me, but doesn't understand me. My kids think I'm sometimes odd. I've always been the box that needed to be unlocked. My dream was always to understand the key of screaming in woe. Been everywhere, a mess to behold.
And that's it for today, everyone. Thank you so much for following. Thank you so much for being part of this amazing network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada. Many blessings for you, our friends, again, in the States. Happy Thanksgiving. And we will be back on Monday with another show of the guests and another fantastic day. Talk to you guys soon. Mwah. I'm your host and producer of the
Canadian Show. Show, and now Worldwide Show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know.